that we don't have much time to go through questions. Maybe at the end we will reserve some minutes to have questions. And I want to ask Nicola to introduce Life 2.0. Thank you.
Lo dico adesso mentre ci prepariamo. Francesca ha detto una clamorosa bugia, perché ci sono un sacco di infiltrati italiani in questo progetto. Siamo parecchi, anche io lavoro in Danimarca e Valeria lavora in Spagna, però è vero che molti di noi, cioè la maggior parte di noi, non parla italiano, quindi anch'io farò una presentazione in inglese. So I'm the technical coordinator of this project, and this is a project we started in 2009, and it involves four centers from different nations. Now the dots are actually moved; they moved in the map. So we don't have a Turing center or Russian center, but the four centers, and we don't have one in the middle of the sea in front of Norway. The four centers are in Aalborg, that is the top of Denmark, in Joensuu, that is in Finland, close to the Russian border, in Milano, not in Turing, and in Barcelona, not in Madrid. I think it's important here. These are four pilots in which we worked with a group of about 40 elderly people. We worked on developing a project on location service, how to put together location service and social networking technologies. So we thought that, as Lone said before, it is important, for instance, for some elderly people to say, I'm here, because they feel better when they see that there are their friends or family that are actually aware of their position. And on the other hand, it is also important to have to use the social networking technologies to put them in contact with each other. We found at the very beginning of the project that they didn't like existing social networking applications like Facebook, for instance, because they are open and so they don't trust them, but also because they see that as irrelevant for their everyday life. That's why we worked on the development of an application for them, and we worked with them to the development of those of these applications. So we involved them in the four centers. Oh, sorry, I just pushed the button here. We work with them, we involve them in workshops. In some cases, we refer to existing communities. For example, in Spain, there was an association called Agora, and we worked with this association. In Aalborg, the local municipality had has some activity centers. So we work with the elderly people that were already attending activities in the activity center. In other places, like in Milano or in Joensuu, we formed the community. So the community, they didn't know each other before the project. And this is a short, a quick view of what we developed. This is an application that is already available at the test phase for elderly people in the four pilots. This is the main screen you see on the top there. We have three areas in the main screen. It is, as you see, it's very easy, and I think it's quite evident that it's been co-designed with elderly people. And we continuously improve the application since the beginning. We started with a background, it was wood, and the elderly people said, no, this is not good because it looks like a coffin, so we have to change. So they were actually contributing to any detail of the web page. And the three top buttons there are the three main areas. The first area, announcements, is about mutual help. We called it mutual help at the beginning, but then they said, what is mutual help? If I call a friend and say, shall we work to the church tomorrow, is it help? Is it giving help or receiving help? So they couldn't understand. We call it announcements. In this section, elderly people are adding content by themselves, so they are helping each other, for instance. Then there is another section that is called events, in which we ask local organizations like church or local association to add content if they organized an event, if they had some special something special happening in the area, they could put their own announcement there. And finally, we have another application that is called Marketplace, in which we want local market, local shops or restaurants to put a specific contents. Like, for instance, if there is a local restaurant that is offering a special menu, or for instance, somewhere we have the local foot massage. Or other activities that are local. We also have regional advertisers there, but we designed this application especially for locals. This last application, Marketplace, is the one that is supposed to support with the economic support, give economic support to the platform. Here you see instead that how people are using. This is in Spain. They can recommend a book to each other. They can teach each other to speak. If there are migrants, this community in Barcelona, there are courses for people who are just migrating to Barcelona. So there are several different possibilities for elderly people to use it. They can also see the announcement on a map, so locate the announcement in the area. What is relevant? What is critical for us? What makes this project successful? First of all, relevance. Elderly people will not use it. They have their own life. I must say, we start from the prototype. I have a sort of stereotype of elderly people. It's very, very wrong. We discovered that it is wrong. They have their own life. It's very rich in many cases. We are talking about people that are between 65 and 75. Some of our members of our team, for instance, dropped in the target group during the project. They are very active people. They have a lot of time, but they also have a lot of activities. If this page is not relevant for them, they will simply not use it. Relevant means that if it is relevant, they will pay attention to the content. So they will. They are not supposed to pay money for participating. They are supposed to pay with their attention. And the attention is related to the possibility that they can actually physically participate to the activities in the area. That's why this application is very much localized, is very local. We will see later, if there are people that are not living close to the community, we recommend them to open a new community, to form a new community, because otherwise the content will not be relevant for them. The second thing that is very important is trust. Of course, they say we don't trust Facebook. It's open. We don't know who we are talking with, and in fact, in this community, we found that it is important that there is a real community, an offline community, and this offline community is controlled by a person that personally knows the users. That means that the community cannot become too big. I don't know, maximum 100 people, because otherwise it will be too dispersive. If there are more users, those users should form a new community in a closer area. That's why a very important role is played by what we call a community provider, because this community provider is the one which has the social skills to aggregate people, to make sure that people find relevant content, but also to make sure that people trust the system. This is the platform. This is our business model. Yes, the business model is very, as those are actors here, there are, of course, users, then there are community providers, technological partners, because the community providers do not also always have the same the technical knowledge to solve problems, and then local business, which are supposed to put money in the system, and local centers, hubs we call them, so people that centers that create content, relevant content. And this is a short this is what you know, the value they provide to the system. User pay with the attention, community provider create the aggregation to the system. Technical brokers are those who are actually creating new app or coordinating the technical part. Hub association are adding content, and local business are putting money. And this for this is a system that for municipalities is supposed to provide a very high social and life quality to elderly people, but it is not a system that costs too much. It is actually the quality of life of those people can increase without having a major cost for the municipality. And the last thing, we are supposing, or many people are supposing, that this kind of model can expand wildfire from 1 to 1,000 users. This is not the case of system like this. If we are referring to local communities, we must think of new communities forming. So the kind of development, for instance, for Aalborg is this one, not one single center, but many centers. And this, well, we also were awarded with the Design for All Award in 2013. And these are the actors that are participating involved in the consortium, the research consortium.
Too long?
Yes. I don't remember the order then, but Anelia. Yes, we will give you now an overview of the activities, more specific of the activities we had in the various pilots. And we start with Anelia Mitseva, from which is the coordinator of the pilots and the coordinator of the pilot in Aalborg.